Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. News listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show, and happy International Women's Day. It is the 8th of March, 2021. We have all the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, so did you wake up this morning thinking, yeah, maybe I should get one of those iMac Pros? You know, the all-in-one workstations. Well, if you're really thinking about, yeah, I really want one, you best be doing it. Because it seems the Pros are gonna go. Yeah, Apple has confirmed this. It is winding down sales of its all-in-one workstations. And even though you can buy one still, you will be limited to the 10 base core configuration. And that's only available while supplies last. And don't be expecting that you'll be ordering today and getting it delivered tomorrow. That's not gonna happen either. Orders are actually taking anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, and sometimes even 5 weeks. So patience is the key. Now, a lot of times when these things happen, it means, oh, there must be some new models coming along. Well, that may not be the case this time around. We all remember the iMac Pro was introduced in late 2017, and as years went by, it kind of became less and less popular. And now that it seems with Apple's transition to its in-house silicone, the iMac Pro doesn't look to be part of the family anymore. Have you just been dying to use Edge Chromium on your Xbox? Well, you can now. Microsoft has actually started publicly testing its new Edge Chromium-powered browser on Xbox consoles. However, I don't expect a great experience. Mouse and keyboard support, yeah, it's still not there. You can, however, though, use it with your Xbox controller, and you can imagine just how well that's going. Now, for a lot of people that use their consoles for just about everything other than gaming, a browser has been very much needed. And on top of that, on the gaming side of things, there's always Google Stadia. That streaming service would actually be available through the browser. Now, from what we can tell, the early test version includes a same sync engine used across Edge, and actually even has support for extensions, and pretty much most of the Edge desktop features. Except, of course, that keyboard and mouse. Yeah, it'd be really nice when they get that figured out. Hands up, we've all been there. Sent out a tweet, say, ah, crap, I misspelled that, didn't I? What am I going to do about it? I don't want to delete the whole tweet. Well, you may not have to do that anymore. Yep, it looks like Twitter's testing out an undo button. This will let you go in and pretty much edit your tweets and those spelling mistakes so you look less stupid to the rest of the world. I'm sure a lot of people out there going, boy, we really needed this. It has been a very much requested feature for years now, but we know how Twitter is. It always takes years for them to get around to saying, ah, yeah, that is a good idea. In fact, what we see is a blue undo tab that's actually shown to appear with a timer up to about 6 seconds underneath the words, your tweet was sent. Yeah, meaning you're not going to have all day and all night to think about, did I spell that right or not? Now, you're going to pretty much have to look at it and say, oh, yeah, yeah, mistake. Oops, okay, let's fix it. Now, again, this isn't prime time. Folks like you and me, yeah, we don't have this feature yet. But hopefully, with enough begging, Twitter will finally implement it sometime this year. And finally, well, we started out with Apple. Let's end on iCloud. Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship, isn't it? Especially when iCloud says, oh, wait a minute, is this really you? I don't think it's you. Well, that's the problem actor and author Rachel True had problems with. She actually stated that iCloud actually locked her out of her account. Why? Because of the way her last name was written. Yep, apparently her Mac thought her lowercase true wasn't correctly true. That made the iCloud software on her computer completely seize up. And I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, well, just call customer support. They can figure it out. Apparently, she's been doing that. And so far, the little T, yep, this can't be a big T. And apparently, Ms. True, yeah, she's been trying to get this rectified for months now with no luck. Hey, at least when it comes to iCloud, it doesn't matter if you're famous or not, it is indeed a headache for all of us. You got a story? No one else is listening to you? Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there. And if you love what we do here at the new show for you, day in and day out, we really could use your support. Yep, it is with your subscriptions each and every month that the new show can stay alive. So head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for literally as little as $5 a month. You can do your part in helping keep the new show on the air. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and definitely come by our community and join us today in our Slack room. It's easy to do and lots of fun, so try it now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday.